Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I'm going to talk about veggies, fresh, locally grown veggies with the best flavors ever. This is the time to be finding those in various places and maybe trying out some new ways to cook them. So I want to start out talking about green beans. Is that the all-time favorite of most people? And then about grilling vegetables and a little bit about where you can find them. So green beans, you know, if you go to a community dinner, many places, what's going to be on the menu for veggies? Probably green beans, because if it's not the most liked, it's the least disliked, I guess. And they can be dressed up in a couple of ways to make them just a little bit special. And green beans really are good for you. You know, isn't that nice to know? And, you know, most veggies are good for you in a lot of different ways. But one of the things that green beans has in them in terms of nutrients is vitamin K. One serving of green beans provides 122% of the vitamin K you need in a day. So for some folks, you need to watch how much vitamin K you get. But for others, it's one of those nutrients that you probably don't think about and don't hear about. But it is important to bone health, which of course is important to prevent osteoporosis and, you know, just long, good life. So green beans, along with a lot of the other greens, whether they're leafy greens or other kinds of green vegetables, are a good thing to have in our diet. And I guess if people don't eat anything other than green beans in terms of vegetables, well, they could pick one that's not quite so good for them. So, hey, keep those green beans on the menu. But now when they're fresh, how do you prepare them? Well, you don't have to cook them to death. My favorite way is to basically boil them, you know, in hot water for about 3 minutes or so, and then put them in a skillet with just a little bit of olive oil and some seasoning. Maybe it's garlic. Maybe at the end you put some soy sauce on them, put a little sesame seed on them. You can vary that according to the flavors you like. And then it's just basically a stir fry to finish cooking them up, and they won't be mushy. You don't want them mushy, or I don't think you do. You know, some people really prefer those almost mushy vegetables. But if you want them tender, crisp, this is the best way to do it. If you want them a little less crisp, of course, just cook them a little more than those first 3 minutes. So, yummy way to have green beans. Now, what about other vegetables in terms of grilling? Yeah, you've got the grill going. You've got that steak or the hamburgers or the brats, whatever. Why not just keep all of that heat out there, use up the space you have on the grill, and grill some vegetables? And they do have almost a sweeter flavor. It brings out a different flavor when you're grilling or roasting vegetables. Some basics about grilling vegetables. First, oil them. Now, that doesn't mean dumping the oil on. What it means is sprinkling some, probably olive oil, over them and kind of shaking them in order to just kind of get a little bit of oil on them. And I guess I need to back up a couple of steps, actually, before you get ready to oil them. One is wash all vegetables. By washing, we mean put them under running water. And perhaps you want to peel them. You may want to slice them, dice them. If you have just one kind of vegetable, then, you know, have them consistent pieces so that they'll grill at about the same speed. If you're mixing various vegetables, it helps to know a little bit about cooking time for vegetables, so that if you have something that takes more time, maybe you want to cut it into smaller pieces, those that take less time, a little larger pieces by comparison, so you can get them all done at the same time. But whichever ones you choose, it's good to just kind of coat them, not heavily, but just get a little oil on them. Secondly, on the grill, it could be easy to burn them. The thing is to watch them initially. It's good to put them over that higher heat and sear them. And Then move them to the back of the grill or someplace where it's not quite so hot. They're not going to take very long to cook. Third, you probably will want to use a skewer for those smaller, like the tomatoes and some smaller chunks, or get a grill basket. You may find that useful for a lot of different things. Shrimp is one that's good in the grill basket, as well as the veggies. And if you don't have either one of those, just make yourself a little container by using some heavy-duty foil or double the regular weight foil. Turn the edges up a little bit. And sometimes I poke just a couple holes in the bottom so you get more of that barbecue or grill flavor through. And use that on the grill to hold the vegetables. And we've already mentioned size matters in terms of how long they're going to cook and then by comparison with the various kinds of vegetables. Potatoes, of course, take a little longer than, for instance, asparagus doesn't take very long. All kinds of veggies go on. Beets. Oh, somebody said, what can I do with beets? Well, you could grill beets. And finally, you know, if you don't want to put them on top of the grill in the little basket or the little pan you've made, hey, just wrapping them up in foil. Do you remember when you were a kid that you put the whole meal in a packet of foil and put it into the fire and let it cook inside that foil, kind of steam? But I think you get a little different flavor because you're basically steaming them rather than grilling them. But it's an option. The kids can help do that kind of thing. There are a few veggies that probably are not the greatest to grill. Those that are really full of water, like cucumbers, probably not. Now, I think zucchini is kind of in the same area because it has so much water in it. So don't cut them too small. And, you know, you're going to mostly grill the outside edge. So cucumbers, celery, and greens are probably not things that you're going to grill. What about finding those veggies? Well, of course, there is the farmers markets in many towns in the area. But, of course, I want to particularly talk about Produce in the Park, which goes along with the Third Thursday Concert in the Park that is happening next Thursday, the 18th. And we seem to be adding more folks with produce in addition to lots of other things that are going on. This coming week, the Bounce House will be there for the kids. We'll have face painting again with Beth Johnson. There could be a couple of other activities for kids, but, you know, the kids can come and have a good time. They're in the Atlantic City Park, and that starts at 5 to 7 for food and vendors, and 6 to 8 for the music. And we'll be talking more about the music, hopefully, because it's going to be very unusual, and I think you will want to just go, oh my gosh, I can't believe what's happening here. So just a little teaser there. But in terms of food, you can come and have your supper. And this week, the Cass County Beef Producers will be grilling, and Downtowner will be providing the sides. And then I think Sweet Joy Shop is going to be there with those awesome smoothies. And others are going to have a couple guest chefs and other samples. Somebody told me they're going to have some kind of rhubarb dish that's there to sample. Hey, so there's lots of food sampling, food tasting going on. And then, of course, you can take some fresh veggies home with you because of those producers that will be there. And I know that there's going to be 3 or 4. And in addition to veggies, I keep talking about veggies. Well, this week, Karen Hunter from Hunter Berry Farm will be there with raspberries and maybe some homemade pies. Well, you'll want to come and see what's in the park on the 18th, starting at 5 for the food, starting at 6 for the music, and take home some of those fresh veggies. See what's there. You might find something unusual you'd like to try. And you can always, as I said, take those things home to grill them. And if you haven't done that, get a new flavor. So, veggies, good for us, and they can be yummy. Even if you say, I don't like veggies, well, give it a try. You might find something that you just think is absolutely the best. So until next time, something from the old farmer, he says, don't interfere with something that ain't bothering you none.